Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Beauty in the Bush. Let's go ahead and roll that intro so that we can hop right in, because I'm literally flying on cloud nine, you guys, and I cannot wait to tell you all about it. So, roll the intro. Welcome to Beauty in the Bush. This podcast is for estheticians who want to take their career into their own hands and become estepreneurs like me. I'm Adrienne Lee, aka the Estepreneur, over on Instagram, and I love helping estheticians step into their CEO energy, implement systems and processes within their business, and utilize the power of social media to build and make impact within their business. If that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, keep on listening. All right, I've got my iced coffee, I've got my water, I don't have any notes in front of me, you guys know how I roll, I just kind of go with what is on my mind and what comes to me. So, in today's episode, I really just want to talk to you about the manifestation process and truthfully how quickly it can happen as long as you have a clear direction that you're going in. So let's back up. I want to do a little recap of my week to kind of let you guys in on what's been going on. So it is currently Wednesday, which I am not a huge fan of recording an episode and then having a quick turnaround like that because I upload on Fridays. But this is just how the week worked for me. I did not have time prior to today to sit down and film this episode for you guys. So we are just filming it, and then I'm going to quickly edit it and get it uploaded. I'm so excited for this episode. So, okay, let me actually start talking about what I want to talk about. A little recap of what's been going on. So estepreneurship is up and running. We are really hitting the ground running. It is going so well, so smooth. I feel like so aligned with everything that I'm doing and just taking inspired action and really listening to my intuition when it comes to making decisions and providing content for my students. So I'm happy to announce that I have another new coaching client on board with me. I am so excited for her. I do have a few more open spots for my one-on-one coaching if you guys are interested in that. You can be at any stage in your business, and I will really just help you get your business to where you want it to be. I have 6-month commitments with you guys, so it's very flexible, and I am just really looking to help anybody that wants to progress in their life. So that was, when was our call? I think that was on Monday, because today is Wednesday. And it was yesterday. We signed her on yesterday, and I have got my new hire, Erica. She is working through training so effortlessly. It's amazing how, like, when the right person comes along, it's just like everything fits like the perfect puzzle piece. And so that's going on right now. And then today, actually, I took a break from training and I went to talk to a group of aesthetic students at a local school here in DFW. And it was such a beautiful and magical time. I actually had a videographer come with me and follow me around and take some shots of it. So I'm really excited to review those shots and to have that content for you guys. But my goal is to really inspire as many people as I can. And so I think starting at beauty schools and talking to aesthetic students about, you know, their journey and what their next steps can be in life. And it was just really, honestly, like, it just takes me back to beauty school. I feel like I was there just yesterday, and it really does take me back to the energy that I had when I was in beauty school. A lot of the times people would come in to beauty school and I would be like, who are you? Like, who do you think you are? And then by the end of it, I would be like, oh, okay, this person like knows what's up. And so that was kind of the energy that I was getting from them. But I think you get what you give. And I just kept a positive attitude about it all. And I am just so pleased with how the talk went. I think I really got through to a couple of them. And I hope to continue to be part of their stories as they continue on in their journeys. So that brings me to taking a sip of my coffee. But that brings me to my next phase in my career, my next avenue that I want to go down. I am just so thrilled to be part of somebody's journey. And I really think that if you take time and you invest money into your journey, your life will be what you want it to be. You will create the life that you want, and it will unravel exactly how it's meant to. And just listening to the inner guidance that is within you and following those little breadcrumbs, they are literally leading you down this magical path. And I think that's what I'm doing right now with SDpreneurship. I'm really just like following the little breadcrumbs and listening to all of the divine guidance that is around me and within me. And I'm just so excited for what it is creating. So yeah, this episode really is about taking your manifestations out of your head, out of your dreamland, and into your reality, and what it takes to really manifest and create the life that you want. So obviously it starts with a dream. It starts with a goal and a vision that you have for yourself. But without action, the universe can't back you up. The universe is waiting for you to take that first step. And I know this to be true. I started speaking at beauty schools back in August of 2022, but I was not taking it seriously. I didn't really know what I was going there for. I think I was just like trying to go and get some practice, and that was really helpful. But it wasn't until I invested in like coaches and training that my speaking got a lot better and I was able to articulate what I actually meant. So I actually did go back to a beauty school last August of 2023, and I had another talk with them at a different beauty school. And again, I think I was like going and not knowing it, but really just going for practice. I was going to sell our Brazilian bootcamp waxing workshop, and it went well. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for the experience. And I think every single time you do something is an experience to be grateful for, because it is part of your journey. But I didn't have a clear direction. I didn't have a clear like vision of where I was going. And today, like just walking in there and knowing with certainty what I was offering to these students and knowing deep in my soul, like I do have something to offer them. So I walked them through my journey in the beauty industry, and I took them back as far as, you know, when I was working in marketing and the skills that I learned there, and then fast forward opening a business 3 months before a pandemic and surviving the pandemic and then turning around and selling that business. Like, that is crazy. That is unheard of. So I think like through my journey that I was able to share with them, and that's all sales are, right? Like, you really are just like marketing and sales are really just sharing your stories and sharing your credibility and getting people to know, like, and trust you. And so that's going in a whole different direction, because I really want to talk about manifestation and like you taking the first step and then the universe following. So with SDpreneurship, I have been able to really dial in who I'm speaking to, what I'm offering to them. And look, all of a sudden I've got coaching clients. It was like, bam, I literally didn't even really have to try. These girls that are part of my coaching container right now, I didn't market to them. I literally wasn't even trying to get coaching clients. I just put it out there in the universe and I said, hey, I have this system. I've done it twice now to build my business, I guess three times to build SDpreneurship as well. And boom, it was like overnight, people were just like, oh, I want to be part of your coaching container. And so I just had people signing up left and right. And I think that's the universe just like giving me a little stamp of approval, a little confirmation, like, you're on the right path, keep going this way. And then today walking into the beauty school, oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, so my spirit animal for my grandpa. Well, he is a rainbow. Like, his personality is just a beautiful rainbow, but he is a cardinal also. And there is a cardinal that just flew by. And the last time I saw this cardinal, I was on a coaching call, and it was just like this massive confirmation for me to continue working with this coach. And so what I'm speaking on right now with SDpreneurship, like, I know my grandpa, like, I think he's like, yes, baby, you got it. Keep going. So sorry, I just got a little sidetracked because I haven't seen cardinals for a while. I think I was a little asleep to all my signs and symbols from the universe. And just recently I started seeing cardinals again. And so it's just really reassuring. And honestly, like, my heart just like feels so full right now. Okay, that's besides the point. When you put out into the universe, like, I am serious about this, I am dead set on this, and I believe what I am working towards, the universe will back you up. If you put out into the universe, like, hey, I think I want to open this business, I think I want to offer this, I think this is what my clients should look like, and these are who I'm serving, and the universe is going to be like, I'm so confused, what do you want? And probably not do anything. So I think really having clarity and a vision of where you're going and being so certain that this is the right step for you, because I am 1000% certain that SDpreneurship is going to change the game. You are hearing it here first, folks. Like, seriously, when I'm on the cover of Forbes, let's replay this episode, because it's happening. I am not here to play around. I am here to change the industry. I really want to make an impact, and it starts small. It's with that energy that you will manifest the life of your dreams and really create the life that you desire. It's not from this wishy-washy energy like, oh, I think, let me try to open up a spa and see how it goes. No, absolutely not. You need to be 1000% certain. You need to tell the universe, this is it. This is, I'm not changing my mind. I don't care how it happens. You can decide how it happens. I will be open to all the opportunities, but this is it. I am doing this. I am making it happen. And I can't tell you how many times when things got hard with the bush, where I was like calling people in my life and I was saying, I just want to give up so bad. Like, I'm so beaten down. I'm so tired of crying. I'm so tired of hitting a roadblock, taking like one step forward and seven steps backwards. Like, I am so tired of this. And I'm so glad that I had positive people in my life. And on the flip side, I had negative people in my life saying like, well, you can just go get a different job. Like, you can go work for somebody else. And that snapped me right out of it. I immediately was like, okay, I appreciate you saying that. Like, I know you're just trying to like help me and calm me down or talk me off my ledge. But like, in the future, and I legit had this conversation, I was like, in the future, when I am feeling down, there's no going back. This is plan A, and this is the only plan that there is. So I need you to not give me a second option. Like, there are no other options here. This is what I've decided to do. I need to stick to my commitment. I know the universe will back me up. And this is just like a little check-in. Like, the universe is literally just being like, okay, baby, you gotta get through this in order to go to this next level and be able to handle XYZ. Are you ready? Can you handle this? And it's just going to show you, like, the universe will continue to give you the same lesson over and over and over and over again until you can sit so calm in your body and your central nervous system can just remain so at ease that when things hit the fucking fan, when shit hits the fan, things fall apart, you can just sit and be like, I know everything is going to be okay. I know I wasn't given this goal for like on accident. I was literally chosen to do this. I am going to follow through with this divine guidance. I'm going to follow through with what this idea has been put in my head. I'm going to follow through with it. I was chosen to do this action. There is no turning back. There is no wishy-washy energy. You have to have clarity and you have to be certain for what you are working towards. That's how manifestation works. And I promise you, the second you put all 10 toes deep in, you're gonna be good. The second that you decide that you are all in and you're like, okay, I'm giving it all up to the universe. I'm trusting that it's all going to be okay. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to let go, let God. I'm going to just like, it's going to happen because I believe it to be true. That's when it happens. But if you have any seed of doubt in your mind that it's not going to be what you imagine it to be, it's not going to happen. The universe knows when you're lying to it. You have to be all 10 toes down in your dream. You cannot be half in, half out. And I mean, I am literally speaking from experience here, you guys. When I was starting to build the bush, like, it was so hard. I was hitting roadblock after roadblock after roadblock, honestly, up until like 3 months ago. And then I finally decided, like, no, this is what I said I wanted to do. Stop it. No more check-ins. This is it. We are doing this. Stop. Your manifestations are not going to come true if you are half in, half out. You have to be fully in. And if you are not fully in, you need to figure out why you're not fully in. If it's a money thing, you need to heal your relationship with money. Being an entrepreneur and going for what you want and going for your dream life is uncomfortable. That's just like the fact of the matter. And if you don't feel comfortable facing money mindset blockages, then maybe you need to heal those, or maybe entrepreneurship isn't for you. So really think about like how you feel about money and how you feel about feeling uncomfortable. But I will tell you, the second that you dive all in and fully bet on yourself and invest in yourself, I can't tell you how important investing in yourself is. I have spent in the last year, I don't even want to add up the number, but it is an astronomical amount of money that I have spent on my personal development, my money mindset, my spiritual gifts, and just my business development. I have spent so much money, but looking back on my journey, I know for certain I would not be where I'm at, and the universe would be like, okay, you playing, like, I'm not gonna give you what you want, because you're not really all in. You're not really telling me that you're all in. You're not really showing me that you're all in. And obviously, I'm not a manifestation expert. I just believe in it. I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe in dreaming up your perfect life and creating it, because I've done it. I am living it. And yes, it's not perfect. Like, there are little things here and there that I wish I could fine tune, but we're working through them. And the fact of the matter is like, when the little things do come up, staying centered and trusting and knowing that like divine guidance has got my back, I'm going to be okay. I just need to trust in the process and know at the end of the day, everything that happens is happening for me, not to me. So that was just kind of like a few of my thoughts today after that beauty school visit. I was feeling so inspired to just hop on here and talk to you guys about the importance of investing in yourself and how that translates into the universe granting you your wishes. Because if you're sitting around waiting for the universe to grant your wishes, but you're not investing in yourself, you're not showing the universe that you're like a 50-50 co-creator, then the universe is going to be like, okay, babe, well, I'll sit back here. You enjoy whatever it is you're doing over there. Like, have fun with that. Call me when you need me. And when you finally wake up and realize like, oh shit, I don't like my life. That's when the universe is like, oh, finally, here we go. What can we do? Let's go. I have always been a person where I seek guidance and coaching and teachers, and I come to them like, I am so tired of doing what I'm doing and it not working, and I just want it to work. And so obviously what I'm doing isn't working. It's me. Like, I'm the problem. Hi, it's me. Self-awareness, very important. You are the common denominator. If situations keep happening in your life, maybe it's time to like turn the mirror and be like, okay, what am I doing that's causing this to happen? Because it's gonna keep happening. And then all of a sudden, okay, so January 19th, I fired an employee. January 27th, I broke up with my boyfriend. February 4th or 5th, one of my team members, or maybe it was like the 14th, one of my team members quit. And then 4 days later, another team member quit. So the actions that I was creating in my life and these scenarios that I was creating, they were happening, and they were happening like once a year, and then like 6 months later it would happen again, and then like maybe another year goes by and then it happens again, and then the universe was like, oh hey, she's not understanding it, like she needs to fix her fucking shit, let's wake her up, let's go for it. And I was like, message received, what can I do? That was my wake-up call. After what I have gone through in the last 3 years, let alone the last 3 months, I truly believe that, like, being centered, and this is by no means me saying, like, come on, universe, bring it on, but, like, me being centered in my truth and knowing my value and knowing my worth, besides the external validation, like, that is key. That is what is going to get you to where you want to be. So I think really just turning the mirror, focusing on yourself, seeing how you can improve, seeing where you can improve and where you can invest. Like, do you need to get a therapist? Do you need to get a life coach? Do you need to get a business coach? Do you need to go back to school? Do you need to invest in a course? There are so many options. Do you need to just like call up a buddy? I have one of my friends in particular, we have a call every single week and we just talk about our business and we talk about our three main goals and we write them down. And then every week we go back to those goals and say, okay, I did this. I didn't do this. This is why I didn't do this. I'm struggling with this. Can you help me with this? What are your thoughts on this? Like, it's so helpful. Sometimes you just need a little guidance. So yeah, how can you invest in yourself? How can you show the universe that you are ready to up level? What is an action that you can take today to prove to the universe, I'm all in, I'm ready to manifest, let's go. The universe will respond, baby, but you have to take the first step. The universe is waiting for you. You gotta go. So go. What are you still doing here? Go. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Beauty in the Bush. I love and adore you guys so much. I hope you loved this episode as much as I loved creating it. Feel free to leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And you can even subscribe to my YouTube channel where we have the live version of these podcast episodes, if that floats your boat. Make sure you're following over on Instagram at @the_sdpreneur for all the behind the scenes within my six-figure brick and mortar beauty business, as well as my online coaching business for beauty professionals. I look forward to connecting with you there, and I will talk to you in next week's episode. Bye.